Friday. Thank you very much for choosing us. And she is in studio. Gugu Ngosi is here to tell us about her journey to Gugu's divine creations. Stay tuned. Gugu, welcome to Rise with M.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good.
Thank you so much for coming on to the show all the way from Chris's Mia.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever been to Chris's Mia, actually. I don't think I have. Where is it? But I know it's in our province.
No, it's an N17 from Ermelo.
Okay.
Yeah.
All the way from Chris's Mia. Thank you very much for coming on to the show. Gugu's Divine Creations.
Yes.
How did that all begin?
Oh, wow. It all started like in 2020 after I was retrenched at mm-hmm. work. Mm-hmm. I used to work at Johnson's, work right there, Paul.
Okay.
And then COVID happened.
Yeah, COVID. Yeah. Hey?
COVID happened.
COVID really kind of changes people. It changed people's lives either for the better or for the worse. And it seems as though for you, it changed your life for the better.
True. Who knew I would be a businesswoman today?
Right?
Yeah.
And here you are today. What inspired you to start Gugu's Divine Creations?
Actually, during COVID, with this thing of lockdown and stuff, mm-hmm. bread was nowhere to be found, yeah. scones and stuff. I had to start there. I started baking, having customers coming in to buy. I used to sell like a biscuit, R1.
Lovely. During the COVID-19 during the lockdown. COVID.
And then as time went by, I started to teach myself how to make cakes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So this, I mean, one would say was not really a passion of yours before 2020.
Yes.
It just kind of started because of COVID.
It just started. Yes. You know, at home, everyone used to love to bake. And I was going to be there watching the television.
Yeah.
You wouldn't find me near the flowers and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. This is very interesting because most of the people that come on the show, for them is usually a passion that they had from a young age. Okay. But to see your story be so different in the sense that you were kind of forced
yes.
to do this business because you saw the demand it had, which is kind of interesting because a lot of people might say, well, I mean, the catering bakery industry is very saturated. There's a lot of people who do it. So what would set you apart from the other people that do it?
Hence is Gugu's Creations, mm-hmm. my creation, customer service. And as time goes on, I developed a passion for this.
Right?
Yeah.
I love that. What do we say to the person who's at home today who has a skill with their hands? It could really be anything, but is unemployed.
Just go for it. Use your skill.
Yeah.
The sky is the limit.
The sky is the limit.
Yes.
And how's the sky right now with Gugu's Divine Creations?
No, we are moving. We are moving. Mm-hmm. I don't want to lie. I started with the funding from the NYTA.
Oh,
all thanks to Mr. Wayley Lentlebi from the Secunda branch. And then I also get the mentorship mm-hmm. from Mr. Mzuzu from Pagama Holdings. Mm-hmm. And then we got a chance to apply for the PYPE fund, the one for the premier in Mpumalanga.
Yeah.
Fortunate enough, I was also selected.
Nice.
I got the funding. Hence, currently, I'm building my bakery / coffee shop.
Ah! Gugu! Congratulations! That is wonderful. Tell us about this bakery.
No, it's going to be a bakery / coffee shop. Uh-huh. Whereby I'm bringing coffee shop at home, like uh-huh. in the township, in the location.
I love that.
You don't need to go and grab a coffee at Mug and Pin. You can just come to Gugu's Divine.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. How has the support of the government and funding really changed your life?
No, it's really hard. When I started baking, I started with a mini oven. Mm-hmm. And then with the NYTA, they bought me the industrial oven.
Lovely.
Yes, with that, I started even doing bread rolls also. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so tell us about some of the things that you actually do with Gugu's Divine Creation. You bake?
Yes, I bake cakes okay. for all occasions. Mm-hmm. I do biscuits, scones, snowballs, anything that's pastry related.
All right. Absolutely. We love that. What did you bring for us today?
Today, I brought you scones. The weather permits, right?
Absolutely. And I think that's what I said to Miss B a bit earlier on. I said, oh, I hope she brings scones because it's for the weather.
Yes.
You know, it's for this weather. But Gugu, thank you so much for coming on to the show. Wishing you all the very, very best. Your story is truly, truly inspiring. I love the fact that you did not give up on yourself. From retrenchment to saying, you know what? I've got hands and I can do something with my hands. I think it might inspire somebody today who is at home, because we do live in a country with such a high unemployment rate.
True.
Yeah. So thank you very much for coming onto the show. I hope we are going to love these scones, but I think so.
Definitely. They are very scrumptious.
Where can people get you? On our social media platforms.
I have a Facebook account. It's Gugu's Divine Creations. They can also get me on WhatsApp, 066-099-7989.
All right. Gugu's Divine Creations. Find out about them. I'm excited. It's Rise of Fame.